Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Will robots try to cut in line for your COVID vaccination? I'm David Brancaccio. This was the week that the benchmark long-term interest rate, the yield on the 30-year Treasury, moved above 2% for the first time in a year. Yet, mortgage rates remain steady, down near historic lows. It's also the week that the core rate of inflation did not go up at all. This covered January. While Wall Street keeps worrying about a new round of stimulus becoming too much, sparking inflation, central bankers don't see it that way. I ran this past Christopher Lowe just now. He's chief economist at FHN Financial, and this is what he told me.
We saw multiple rounds of pandemic aid, of course, and while there's no question people were in need and parts of that aid was absolutely necessary, you know, not surprisingly, like everything Congress does, there was excess in there too. What happened with the stimulus, both in April and the one that passed in December, is that people who got money and didn't need money saved it. They didn't spend it. There wasn't this huge rush of consumption that drove inflation higher. What there was a multi-trillion dollar increase in deposits in the banking system. There were down payments made on houses, which is also a form of saving. But we never saw an inflationary increase in demand. And I don't see any reason to think that another stimulus, even if it is generous, is going to cause behavior that's any different from the last one.
Chris, thank you. The Dow is down 63.2% in early trading. The S&P 500 is little changed. The NASDAQ is down 0.2%. Some more big retail pharmacy chains will start giving COVID vaccine shots today, a day later than expected. But the story of the year so far, supplies are limited. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Which drugstores and where?
CVS and Walgreens, and also Walmart and Sam's Club. David, they're getting the vaccine directly from the federal government, but in limited amounts. It's going to about 1,000 Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies in 22 states. CVS is offering the vaccine in 11 states. Walgreens in 15 states. More vaccine is being allocated to chains in medically underserved regions, rural areas, and places with high poverty rates. So you don't just show up at a store. First, you have to go to their website to see if the vaccine is available in your area and then try to get an appointment.
And you try this out?
I did. It's really hard to get a slot. I went on CVS's website first thing this morning to try to get appointments for my parents, and I kept getting a message that said, "We are loading more appointments for you. Please check back later."
Yeah, and they're trying to keep hackers from gaming these online registrations?
Yeah, they're preparing for things like bot attacks where scalper bots that are programmed to cut in line snap up all the available appointments. In an email, CVS told me it has a later defense that will detect things like botnets, but it's going to be hard to keep them away, especially when there's this kind of imbalance between supply and demand.
Nancy, thank you.
The
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Bubbles are delightful when paired with a rubber ducky in the bath, but in financial terms, they can be nasty when they go pop. Shares in GameStop, $400 the other day, $51 this morning. This week, the cannabis company Tilray up 50% Wednesday, yesterday, pop. In the 17th century, Dutch tulip bulbs went for the equivalent of about $750,000 each, but maybe bubbles have a place. Chris Farrell is Marketplace's senior economics contributor. He's here with a teachable moment.
Market bubbles, these are the most fascinating stories in finance. I mean, you think about the Dutch tulip bulb mania, the South Sea bubble, the roaring 20s. And financial commentators, they're right. They caution that these wealth-creating bubbles can end up destroying a lot of wealth when the bubble finally pops. But when you look back at these legendary episodes, you have two reactions. One is, how could so many people be so dumb with their money, right? But at the same time, these speculative fevers, they emerge during times of major economic and technological change. And in essence, these speculators are accelerating the rise of a new economy.
That was the case 100 years ago in the 1920s. I've been reading about that.
Yeah, and it's a fascinating story. So a lot of the technologies have been developed earlier, but in the 1920s, entrepreneurs, managements, they figured out how to make money off these new technologies and new ways of doing business. So think about the rise of the auto industry, the spread of electric power, the new communication medium of the radio. And of course, then there was also the growing acceptance of consumer credit.
Radio, that'll never catch on. There's also, though, may I point out, Chris, insider trading and stock market scams and bucket shops fleecing mom and pop investors. That was a feature of those bubbles.
Yes, but here's the thing, David. With the benefit of hindsight, we can see that what is really fundamental to the creation of bubbles is that the impact of economy-wide innovations, unpredictable. Investors are right. These are transformative technologies. But at what price? 100 times earnings? 1,000 times earnings? 5,000 times earnings? And Rutgers University economist Eugene White did a history of bubbles. And what he found is that there's some innovation, technological change, change in the structure of the economy made predictions about future earnings more difficult. But when this bubble bursts, the infrastructure of a different economy has been built. And you can tell the same story about railroad manias in the U.S. in the 19th century.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people. Of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.